Okay. We are on Memtes from Memtes Amud Beis. We are by the Mishnah on the bottom. Kol HaKashya L'Dun. Okay. So again, we're dealing with two things, with instances where there are two elements, and if A, yes B, but if B, not necessarily A. Basically, the way it's set up. So Kol HaKashya L'Dun, whoever is kosher to judge Dini Mamonos, in this case, it's Kol HaKashya L'Dun. Right, Rashi says Kol is Kol Kosher L'Dun. He is Kosher L'Heid. He is Kosher L'Heid, and Kol right. So Kol Kosher L'Dun, Kosher L'Heid, Yesha Kosher L'Heid. Those who are qualified to give testimony, they ain't a Kosher L'Dun, but they are not qualified to render judgment. La'asuyei Mai. What is this coming to include? This is coming to include Amar Rabbi Yochanan la'asuyei Suma ve'achas me'enav. It's coming to include somebody who is blind in one eye. Okay. So blind in one eye, and therefore what Rashi says, the kosher lahaid, he is kosher to have testimony. There ain't a kosher l'dun, but he's not kosher to be done to be a judge. Aval b'shtei einav, Rashi says, I feel the aid is possible. If you're blind in both eyes, you can't be an aid. D'ksiv ora, you have to see it. And even if the whole to do, but even if you saw it when you were a pikeach and you became still a soul. But one a blind in one eye can give testimony, but cannot render judgment. Umani, and who does this go like? Who's this according? It's according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir. We have a Bryce that says as follows. Hayy Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, Mal Talmud Lomer. This is talking about in the parsha of the Egel Arufa. The Pasuk says, V'nikshar Kohanim Ben Levi, V'al Piyam, and according to their words, Yeh Kol Riv V'chol Nega. According to their words will be every judgment and every Nega. So the question is, Chima Inyan Rivim Eitz on the Goyim. What's the connection between Rivim, which is Dini Mom, and also Riv, fight, dispute, between litigants and Negayim. It says Riv and Nega. What's the connection between Riv and Nega? So the Gemara says, Makish Rivim with Negayim. Rebbeir says that you can make a hekesh between Dine Mamonos and Dine Negayim. Ma Negayim Bayom. Just like Negayim, the Kohen cannot see and look at the Nega. He can only look at it during the day. Diksiv Biyom Heraos Bo Basachai. It's my season on the day. Af Rivim, so too Dine Mamonos must be during the day. And Ma Negayim, just like Negayim Shalobisuma, it can't be done by somebody who is blind at all, somebody who has any blindness in him. Diksiv, because it says in the Pasuk of Negayim, it says, Imparoch, Tifracha, Tarasma, Ora, Bechista, Tarasma, Kola, Ora, Nega, Miroso, Raglov. The Pasuk then says, L'chol Marei, Enei HaKohen. It has to be seen by the eyes of the Kohen. Eyes are plural. It has to be seen by both eyes. So Afrivim, so too, when it comes to court cases, to judgment, Shalobisuma. It can't be by somebody who's blind, even if he's blind, with one eye. Whole shayla, of course, that there's a famous Shvosyakov that talked about Rabbi Kodesh Levana. What's the deal with glasses? Glasses, he says, are okay, but the microscopes and telescopes are also different. Chiluk between glasses and telescopes. But glasses, most folks can hold that it's not considered blind. Maybe it's just an augmentation of what already exists in your sight. I'm not sure what the chiluk is. Okay, Shalobisuma. So the Gemara says, the makish negayim, may do the other way back, umakish negayim l'rivim. You also makish the din of nega to what you have by dinim amenos. Shalobikrovim, just like my rivim shalobikrovim, just by dinim amenos, you can't have dayanim who are krovim, who are relatives to any of the litigants. Af negayim, so to negayim, the kohen who's looking at the nega, if it's his relative, it cannot be shalobikrovim. So the Gemara says, wait a second, ima rivim b'shlosha, well, we know dinim amenos b'shlosha. You need three judges. So if you need three judges by Dine Mamonos, maybe you need three judges by Negayim. Ima Rivim Bishlosha, Af Negayim Bishlosha, Vidinu, you should make a Kal V'chomer. Lima Mono, for something is money, which is obviously less Kamor, that's Shlosha, that requires Shlosha, Gufo Lo Kol Shekein. When it comes to the Guf, with the Negayim, it comes to the Guf Lo Kol Shekein. I have two questions about that. Number one, who says that's more Kamor or not? Number two, Negayim also applies to the house, which is Mamo. It's not necessarily... Right, that's the mono much more. Chol nashi chol chol miodecha. You know that the old rush that we have in brachas. So I'm not sure why that's a kav chomer. So Talmud Lomar, but even if you hold that kav chomer, it's messed up by the pasuk, because the pasuk says by tzaras, it says Adam ki be'or b'saros eitz pachas b'heres. It says v'huva el Aaron al kohen o el achad mi'bnei pakohanim. Here the drush that we actually can relate to. It says one, only to one of his sons. Even one Kohen sees in the Goyim. It's an interesting Michlas Chinuch that's pointed out in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes. It's in Yud Ches of the broken up by the Machon Yishlaim. He says that Ein Roim Balayla, when it comes to Negayim, and therefore it also applies to the din of according to this Hekesh, he says that it's, he says, Had Mavur de Ein Roim Balayla, Vegam Hashel Sam Yuchlos, Vegam de Sumu Pasal, also the Sumu Bipasal, Zedafka Liros Es HaNegla. That's Dafka, to see the Negla. When you're looking at the Negla, it has to be done during the daylight. Aval Lipsto Kadin Im Rav Hayom, but let's say you saw it during the day, and you come at night to Paskin, Efshad de Rashai Lipsok Af Balayla, Lomar Torah, or Muskar, or Muslat. Maybe you can pass it at night if you saw it during the day, right? And also, because the same thing applies, let's say someone sees the nega and he says what it is, you have an Amorous Kohen, you tell the Kohen what the Lach is, and the Kohen announces it. So it doesn't, it seems to be saying that there's a split between the actual Re'iyah nega and the Psak of the nega. So, Bevayle Kasher, Avsumar, the Iker de Akfeda Torah Hurakla Riyah, says maybe Suma is different. So that's an interesting Mechaskinah. But the Tosfos points out, well, it says, what did we just learn out? We said, Kala Kasher Ladun, Kasher Lahoy. Right? And we said, Lemu'ute, who's that? It's Lemu'ute Suma Bechad Eina. So Tosfos adds, the Im Tomar, you can ask, Barei Isha de Ksheir Ladun. We know a woman is Kasher Ladun to be a judge, but she's possible to giving Eidos. So why don't you use that as the way that we know that a woman is Kasher to give judgment? Devora, right? Vim Toma, right? Isha, the Ksheir Ladun, could exceed the Devora. Vishofta Es Yisrael, but Esahi. She judged, she sat in judgment. Ubishahi, Parakama, Deboba Kama, Darshina, Asher Tasil, Nehem, Hishvek, Kosov, Isha, Isha, the Kol Onshish of Torah, Pikihik, the Hakra, Maybe, Nidunim, Maybe, Nabi, Dayonim, right? The Mavarish, Maglaris. So you see that she, the Isha, Psul, Hey, it continues, Amar Parakshmos, Eidos. So you have a case of someone who is Kashul to judge, and not Kashul to give Eidos. So say that's the, why don't you go to this, and it's only point to Rav Meir. Say a point to it's a woman, Kol Adeus. The Tosfos gives three answers. Answer number one. V'yesh lomar the hakikah kashul adun kashul aid. Answer number one is Einach Hanami, a woman is kashul to give judgment, to be a judge. But here we're talking about men. So the change of gears, it's Kol Ish. So according to the first answer in Tosfos, a woman is kashul to judge. Answer number two, inami nihidi bin what? Well, that's not according to this answer number one. According to answer number one, answer number two is inami nihidi b'nidonim have isha b'chlal mikol makom b'dayonim ena isha b'chlal v'devorah hayisadan al pi divor. Devorah was on Nevi'im, so that's why she judged. Answer number three, inami lo hayisadan emalamed eslam dayonim dinim. She was the professor. She didn't judge. She was the law professor. She taught them the rules, and they judged. Top of the Lashon, but Shulchan Aruch, Kosher Mishpah, I think in Siman Zayin, says women are just, that doesn't hold with the first answer, Tosfos. Women are psula to be judges, according to the Shulchan Aruch. What? I don't know, if we had the better shape. Right, we take off those three and we'd be good. No? I think we'd be in good shape. So, even if they're Jewish. In the first circles, women cannot be judges. Well, the halach is that women can't be judges. I mean, the whole to-do about Sroor also comes into over here. What about women sitting on the board of a shul or being the president of a shul or things like that? Okay. So the Gemara brings the following case. Hahu Samya, there was this blind person, and Pashtus, we're going to say that this person was blind in one eye. Only there was only one blind in one eye. Dahave Bishibusei to Rabbi Yochanan. He was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yochanan. To have a Kadayan Dina, who was a judge, the local Amar label Omidi, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything there. How can Rabbi Yochanan not tell Hechi Yavid Hachi? How could he have done this? The Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Kistam Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Halach was always like a Stam Mishnah, and we just learned we have a Stam Mishnah, like Rav Meir, that if you're blind in one eye, you're possibly giving a judgment. Right? The Halach Kistam Mishnah, Usnan, and we have our Mishnah that says, Kol Kosh Ladun Kosh Laid, Vish Kosh Laid, Ain Kosh Ladun, Raminon, and we say, Lasuya Mai was come to include, and who says it comes to include Rav Meir? And it's Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asu Yisun V'Echamayena. So Rabbi Yochanan says that our Stam Mishnah is like Rav Meir, and yet he's passing against the Stam Mishnah. So Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan, Stomach Min Ashkach. He found a different Stam Mishnah. He's holding like a different Stam Mishnah. It's Machlokas and Stam Mishnayas, and he's holding like the other Stam Mishnah. What's the other Stam Mishnah? Ditnan. We have a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says, Dine Mominos, Donim Bayom, right? V'Gomrin Balayla. Dina Mominos, you have to start the judgment during the day, but you can continue at night. Meaning, So what's the, how does this answer the Stam Mishnah for him about the blind? Meaning you don't hold up the Hekesh to, according to Rashi, saying you're not holding up the Hekesh to Negayim. Because if you held up the Hekesh to Negayim, you wouldn't allow the judgment to be taking place at night. Once you see here that you're judging at night, means you don't hold up the Hekesh to Mitzorah. And if you don't hold that Hekesh, you also don't hold the Hekesh. The whole reason why we learned the blind in one eye was from that Hekesh. Right, Rashi says, I'm a low max, the first short line. I'm a low machine and Rivim and Negayim. There's no hekesh between Rivim and Negayim. The Ksiv Ubayom Hey Rosbo Basar. The Kihechid and Inyan Laila low makish, the Inyan Suman Amin low makish. For Suman, you're also not makish. There's some who hold that the whole thing over here is really that, is that he maybe was blind in both eyes. And that Rav Meir who says that, that Rav Meir who says that a blind in one eye, we said that Rav Meir holds if you're blind in one eye, you're puzzled. And if the Chachamim say blind in one eye is okay. But there are other Rishonim who learned that Chachamim say even if you're blind in both eyes, it would be okay if you don't hold that for a mayor. We're not going to learn that way. We're just learning that dealing with the case of blind in one eye. So you see that since you don't have the Hekesh, you knock out the whole one eye, the whole one eye issue. There's a riff in Sanhedrin who learns differently. He learns that the riff learns that what is it? It's not that you knock out the Hekesh. Knock out that at night everyone's blind because you can't see at night. So just so that you don't have to knock out the Hekesh, you just see it's more direct. Since if you're judging when you can't see, so someone who's blind, I think that may work out better if you hold it to say that two, that he was blind in both eyes. Because if you're blind, if you can't see at night, it means you totally can't see. So that would be blind in two eyes. But you see, you knock out the Hekesh. So therefore, he holds like that Stam Mishnah. He holds like that Stam Mishnah. So the judge in his neighborhood who was blind in one eye, he was allowed to judge. So the Gemara asks, Umay Umay the high Stam the high Stam. So why is he passing like one Stam over the other Stam? Our Mishnah Mishnah says the judge in one eye is possible. The Stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin is inferred that judge blind in one eye is kosher. Why learn that way as opposed to the Mishnah over here? So Marat gives two answers. Ebais Ema Stama the Rabim Adif. Maybe over there the Mishnah there is Kedas Rabim. There's no one who argues. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, but it's only according to Leibah Rav Meir. Meaning Rebbe put the Mishnah together and he's making the Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir. There the Stam Mishnah is like everybody. There's no. It's not according to anyone Shita. Rashi says Stam the Rabim Adif. He's only a yachid, and or you can answer the ibayis ema location makes a difference. Mishum the katani law gabi hilchasa the dine. Look at the location of these mishnayos. Our mishnah is really derech agav. It's going in, there's a sequence over here of things. They have A and B, but not necessarily B and A. They're just listed together. There is actually the mishnayos are talking about hilchas dayanim. So it's like the people always passing that they make a whole drasha about where the Rambam put a halacha. Well, Gemara says that's an issue also. Where the halacha is put makes a difference. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if there are two Stam Mishnahs, I'm going to pass them about the Stam Mishnah that's in the area, that's in the situation where that Mishnah is actually dealing with that process. Over here, we're not dealing with that. We just mentioned basically Derech Agav. Rashi says, "The Sanhedrin, the Kamari Kula Masechta Bedinin." In Sanhedrin, the whole Masechta deals with judges. Hilchach Ikerhu. That's why it's more important. Lo Tanan Lahacha Gabi Nida El Agav Gerara. All these kayotzebos. So it's not. It's, here's not the main source. There's the main source. I'm going to pass like the main source over there. Okay. Next Mishnah. Kol shechayev b'maisros. Any food that is obligated, you're obligated to take maiser off of it. Metame tumas ochlim. It is considered ochel, and therefore is metame tumas ochlim. So if something touches it, it becomes tame because chayev maiser. It's the first Mishnah of maisros is only on food. So if it's chayv v'maiser, it's avade food, and therefore it can be noeg tumas ochlim. However, the yesh she metame tumas ochlim, there are some things that are food, but that ain't no chayv v'maiser, but are not chayv v'maiser. L'asui emai, what's that coming to include? L'asui is coming to include basar v'dogim v'beitzim, meat, fish, and eggs. Even though they have a shame ochel, and they're mekala tuma, nevertheless, you're not chayv v'maiser, because they're not gidulim in aretz, they don't grow from the ground. And maiser is only noeg by something that grows in the ground. So the Ritva asks, really? Don't we take off Meiser Behema? Meiser by an animal. So some actually take out the gears, take out the word Basar. They take it out because there is Meiser when it comes to so they hold back and forth. Right. So some say. Right. So some say maybe that's another answer. The Rashba starts the Rashba. Basar and the Behema is knowing Meiser Behema. So some answer that the Rebbeinu Chananel has the gears, so instead of Basar, he says the word Chaya. That would answer the way you answer. It says the chayav. Tosfos Yontav answers in more fundamental way. He says, listen, the meiser by the behema is very different than the meiser by Oakland. Meiser by Oakland, if you don't take them off, you can take meisers, they're tevel. There's no tevel by the animal. You have to take it out, take off a miser. But let's say you didn't, and you eat the nothing happens. There's no tefil. By in a karka, it'll be tefil. That's where he says the difference. Okay, next Mishnah. Kol shechayev bepeya. Anything that's obligated to be left to have the corners left off, yechayev bepeya. Chayev b'maisros. You would be chayev b'maisros. But yesh dechayev b'maisros. There are some things that grow that you chayev take off miser, but they're not chayev bepeya. Because by peya, there's a list. There's a list now. There are five requirements for to be chayev peya, and there are three requirements to be chayev miser. So those things that are those two, if they apply to maisros, they apply to peya. They don't apply to maisros. What's the case? Lasuye mai, right? Gemara says lasuye te'ena v'yarot include te'enim and vegetables. She'enu chayev peya. Even though they can do the karka, they are not chayev in peya. Why? Ditnan is in the first parak of peya. Klal amru bepeya. You made a klal when it comes to peya that you there are five requirements or something to be chayev peya, right? Kol shehu ochel, it has to be ochel. I mean royal achila. Vin nishmar, the bialim watch it and they're not mafker it. The gidulo min aretz, it has to grow from the ground. Vili kikaso keechad, and the derech is to harvest the entire fruit, entire produce at one time, not piece by piece. And umachniso likiyum, and you can put it into the storehouses to keep it for a while, right? That's chayev epeya. So what does each one come to exclude? Ochel comes to exclude them ute svichei sitim. To these svichei sitim, these the kotza, the food. No, sorry, the ute svichei sitim kotza. These type of plants or growths that are not food and they're used for coloring. They're used for food coloring, so that's not considered a food. The nishmar has to be guarded. The ute hefker, something that you machir. If you machir, there's no miser, there's no chumus or miseros. Gidulim in aretz, it has to grow from the ground. Lemute kemiim pitrios, it comes to the kemiim or fungi, pitrios or mushrooms that don't necessarily grow on the ground. They can sometimes, you know, if there's moisture, they'll grow in a window. They can grow. According to halachically, they're not considered gedule karka. And likitaso keechad, that comes to exclude te'ena, right? Because the te'ena, they're not all ripe at the same time, the different stages. You don't gather them all at the same time. You don't harvest them all at once. Rashi says, Te'ena eno mivashelas ke'echad, Rashi says. They're not completed in one shot. So when some are ripe, you take them, and then you leave the other ones there. And machniso lekiyum, that you put them in your storehouses, in your otsar, that's the ute yarek that comes to exclude vegetables, Rashi says, demad yarek, because yarek is not, they don't last. See, the vegetables don't last. Your watermelon is not going to last. It's sold right away. You don't put it in the granaries. The ilu gabi. So that's five. So those two are excluded from peya. But gabi meiser, those two are not. Those two last two requirements are not by meiser. Gabi meiser, the first mishnah of Maseches Maaser says, kol shehu ochel, it has to be ochel. The nishmar, the gedulim and aris chayv meisos. The ilu likat the kitaso keechad umachnis lepiyum lokatani. Those things are not. So what we The two requirements that excluded te'en and yerek from peya, those requirements are not by meiser, so therefore they are mechuyev in meiser, but they're not mechuyev in peya. But the Gemara gives a caveat: the im hayu behem, if in amongst the vegetables you had shumim uvitzalim, like garlic and onions, right, that are also considered vegetables, chayavim. They are still chayiv in peya because, I guess that area is chayiv in peya because now you have these things there, because these things are mitkayim lezman ruba, I guess it says. These things are, Rashi says,
they don't last, don't storm.
Shumi Rashi says, machnison likiyum, lefika chayiv in peya. But what bothers me about the Rashi is there were two extra requirements by peya. One was machnison likiyum, you put them in the storehouses. But what about harvesting together? Rashi never mentions that. But they don't. But why doesn't Rashi say both?
Because that's up to us. We plant them one shot. They grow one shot. You don't plant them one shot.
I understand that.
The objection to vegetables is only the fact that it doesn't stay.
Oh right. The te'ena was okay, fine. The te'ena was okay, fine. Good. Okay. So now the Tanan, we have the Mishnah says as follows. This is in Peya. In Perak Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Malbinos, which I think means rose, right? I think rose means right. Malbinos bitzalim. Shebein hayarek. So you have rows of onions amongst the mess of the vegetables. Rabbi Yossi Omer peya mikol achas viachas. You have to take peya from each corner, each row of the betzalim. You basically don't look at it as at one field. And Achayim Omerim me'achas al hakol. You only have to take it from one roll of b'tzalim over all for all the rolls. Whether the vegetables, other vegetables, are considered a hefsek to break up the rows of onions. Say you had a row of onion, vegetables, row of onion. So how do you view it? Is it one field, and therefore you have to take from one corner for the whole thing, or for each row has to by itself? I mean, that's the side point, but the point being is that you see you're taking paya for onions. Bottom line is, you're taking paya off the onions, even though they are a vegetable.
Right, but if you have a field of just onions, in one corner, I guess?
Yes, but if you have a few, here you're talking about we have onions interspersed amongst other vegetables. The question is, if the vegetables are potter from paya, so are they considered a hefsek for the onions, or can we still view it as one large field? Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Olashin. I looked it up, it says that it's endives. I don't know what that would.
You
can use it tomorrow. Huh? Olashin is on the list?
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know if he changed them as endives or just says Olashin.
Yeah.
Endives. What are those? Anyone see an endive? I don't know what endive art is. Okay. So Olashin. It's like a bitter grass, he says over here. It's a bitter grass that it can be used either for Achilas Adam or it can be used for Achilas Behema, right? Rashi says, Eshev Ushmo Krishpala. Okay? The idea is like it can be either or. So, Le Behema, Chazara Mitchila, the question is if you grow it for, is it food or is it not food? Baftimidal Gabi Tumas Ochlin. Can it require, if it's for Achilas Adam, it's a food. You can get Tumas Ochlin. If it's for animals, it's not. So Shazar Mitchila Le Behema. So originally when you planted them, your intention was that you're going to use it as, you know, feed for your animals. But now, then what happens, v'nimlach, you had charata, and you said, no, v'nimlach alein v'adam. Now you change your mind, and say, this is going to be used for my Seder. You're going to use it for the Mara. So tzrichos machshavos, l'chishe yitolshu. In order for this to be considered food, after you cut it, you have to have machshava again, post-cutting. Rashi says, tzricha machshava l'achila, v'shuv titma tumas ochlin. What does that mean? Sheyichashav aleim la'achar tulisos on the ochel. V'yafal gad dekvar chashav b'chivur and charein nimlach aleim adam. Even though you already had machshava that they'd be food for a person when they were attached, you still have to have that intention again after the detach. Why? Kasavar machshavas chibur lo shma machshava. That having, Rashi says, but having machshava when they are still mechub l'karka does not count. Question is, I guess, if you have the machshava initially, beforehand, I'm not exactly sure. So the Gemara says,
you want to change your
intent.
Okay. That's
So Amar Rava, I have a raya from a Mishnah in Taharos, the first Mishnah in Taharos, like Rabbi Yochanan, that would say that Machshava Schiva Losh Machshava. There are 13 things that are said regarding the Nivlas Of Tahar. Right, a Nivlas Of Tahar is a kosher bird that dies by itself. And there are a whole bunch of halachas. And the idea is that it's metame tumah of isabliya, metame tumah chamura, but as you swallow it. There's the shita in where this Gemara appears, takes out the next couple of words, there's the echa mehem, but we'll just read it. So what does it say? Tzricha machshava. For a nivlas of tahor to be considered food, someone has to be mechashev that it is food, right? You have to think about it. You have to machshava that's going to be roi lachilus adam. Then it becomes tameh, and it can be. And other foods and drinks that touch it will become tamei, because it's not the derech of an adam to eat this, right? And that won't even have tumas nevela by itself, because nivlas of tahor is not metamer except for basically blia. That's where it's metamer. So let's read Rashi again. Tzricha machshava la'achila. You have to have machshava that, I guess, to feed it to. We saw this in Chulin. You have to have machshava to feed it, I guess, to a guy, to someone who's going to eat it. Tzricha machshava l'achila, v'shuv titma me'alea. Now it's automatically tummy. You don't have to ever get water on it, because it is v'tachshav v'titma ochlim b'maga. D'ha me'alea kol d'machshava ein l'tuma el beis ablila. By itself, it doesn't have any, without machshava, it doesn't have any tuma whatsoever, even tumas nevela, because it's only if you swallow it. If you swallow it, it's not food, there's no tuma. So in order for a tumas of nevela, for a nivlas of tahor to be metame, you have to have machshava about it. Tzricha machshava, but the ain't a tzricha hechsher. It doesn't need require any hechsher too much. Automatic. Most food items you have to have, you know, one of the, you know, the liquids fall in it. This doesn't require liquid to fall in it, because it's cold. We learned this cloud before. Kosher sof l'tama tumah chamura doesn't need hechsher. As Rashi points out, kosher sof l'tama tumah chamura ain't sort of hechsher Lo shum hechsher, you read as tumah, lo hechsher mayim, lo hechsher sheretz, el meileh v'shum negiyah. It's automatically tameh. The ain't a tzricha hechsher. So why do you need makshava? Alma, makshava eschayim, lo shum makshava. Listen, I had this kosher bird when it was alive. I had makshava to eat it. I was going to eat it because I was raising it. And now that it dies, I need makshava. You see that makshava eschayim is not considered sufficient. So too, how can I makshava sima, lo shum makshava? So too, something that's connected to the ground is not considered makshava. I think there's a chilek between the two over here. Number one, the case that we had about the endives, it was for both an animal and for a person. The bird, if you're raising a bird to eat, it's only for a person. I think it was a chilek. Rav Zeira Amar, Rav Zeira says, this is no raya. He says it's a different chilek. There's no raya from here because we're not talking about an ofa that you had in your possession. We're talking about begozel shenafal min harum. Just a bird that just fell. It was never in your possession. The bird just fell. So you never had machshava on it when it was alive. So now that it's dead, it's in order to consider it food, you have to have machshava. Shenafal min harum askinan. The lo have a command to lichshav alehu. It was never in front of us to have machshava about it. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says to him, wait a second. You can't, how is that, if that's the case, how are you going to explain the case of Tarnagolus Shebeyavne, the chicken that died in Yavne, which is a case we're going to see later. Rashi says, Tarnagolus Shebeyavne, Tarmina Lekaman, Kusim Hayusham, that there were these Kusim, wherever they were, I guess they were in Yavne, Vichishvu Aleh, and they had to have Machshava in order for them to become food. But a chicken is of mizumanhu. That's right in front of you. It's of mizumanhu. Bahave kamam lechayim. A few hachi by machshava tumas maga. You still need machshava. So if you say that the only reason, if you, Rav Zeira, say the only reason why you need machshava is because the bird wasn't in front of you. Well, what about the tarnagol shebiyavne, which is a case where the bird was in front of us, and we still need the machshava in that instance. So Amr Lay, so Rav Zeira says to answer over there. Tarnagola barahave. That tarnagol over there was from a certain type of tarnagol that's called tarnagol habar. That's not grown in captivity. It's like a wild turkey, I guess. Well, not turkey, because it's a wild chicken, a wild rooster. And therefore, you need a makshava for Jibim Kabatuma, because you never had makshava beforehand. That was the case. So, achichu alei. So they laughed at him. They laughed at him about Ramzeh because they said Tarnagola Barah, the wild chicken, is an Of Tamehu. That's a non-kosher bird. And the Of Tameh Mikametame. An Of Tameh doesn't have this Tumah of Achilas Nivlas. There's no Tameh when it doesn't become Tameh. Rashi says Of Tameh Mikametame Beis Abliya. If we swallow it, there's no Tumah, right? The Hakai Malan in Masechas Chulin Misha Isura Mishum Bal Tochal Nivela. You're only one who's usher from Bol Tochal Nevela. Yachol Zesi Surmishum Bal Tochal Tameh Lo. If it's already usher, you don't have Tumas Nevela. If it's already not kosher. But Tarnagolos Shebiyavne Mitami Beis Abliya Have. And the case of the chicken in Yavne, the whole concern was that it's going to be Mitami Tumas Beis Abliya, right? Who me the Kamaisi Lav Yochum Menu the Kaman Siyasal Milsa the Poli Begozal Shnuf Magad Alma Dumi Begozal Have. You'll see from the situation there was a kosher bird. How can you tell me it's a Tarnagol Dabar? We're talking about a kosher bird. You're talking about a non-kosher bird. So they laughed at him. So Amar Abaye says to him, listen, don't make fun of Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira, Gavar Rava Amar Milta Lo Techichu Aleihu. Gavar Rava says a word, don't scoff at it. What did he mean to say? But Tarnagol Shemarda Umay Bara the Ivra Mimara. We're talking about a rebellious turkey, a rebellious chicken. Rashi says Shemarda Shebarcha V'Nasis Mibarios Ladonel. It ran away from its master, the mother. V'Sham Gadla Efrochin. And then it grew, it laid eggs. Umehen nafal echad kan. And that's the one that fell over there, right? The lo haisib makshav me'olam. So it's a kosher chicken. But the reason why you need the makshav again is because it was never here. That's why you need the makshav in that situation. But maybe in a regular situation, you wouldn't need makshav. Okay, so Rav Papa then gives answers for Rabbi Zeira differently. Rav Papa Amar, what's the case over there about the tarnagol? About the tarnagol? It's tarnagol ta de agama have. It was a tarnagol that's called tarnagol agam that doesn't grow in the rishus of people. So and the halacha is over there that some of it is kosher. It's a whole to do over here because Rashi seems to indicate is that the tarnagolta the agma is the nekeva. So the female of the species is kosher and the male of the species is not kosher. Correct, right? And Gemara says, what?
Chicken
I don't know. Rapapa litame, the Amar Rapapa, Tarnagol de Agma Usser, the Tarnagol de Agma is Usser, and Tarnagolta, the Nekeva de Agma is Sharia, the Simanach, Amoni Velo Amonis. That's how Rashi seems to, in the claim that based on, so the Kosas asked, wait a second. Number one, look at Rashi, the Kosas says, Tarnagol de Agma, Hazakar Usser, Lefish Enlo Simini Tahara, Velo Shari Mitam Kola Yotum in a Tar Tar. Wait a second, don't we have a lach of Kola Yotum in a Tar Tar? So Tosos says maybe that only applies to animals, when you're giving birth. When it comes to eggs, when it comes to somebody that lays eggs and the hatches, maybe you don't say kol yotzim min atar tar. He says lo shor mitam kol yotzim min atar tar. So harei aim lo yada ha'efroch ela beitim hitila va'efroch me'afrok ha'gadio v'nesar mimela they seem like tehuma. But he says v'nekeva nami aim lo osra l'man the osra zeviz man the osra zeviz agoras. Fine. He says umi nira. Look at Tosos is going to explain. Tosos says like you know. We're not talking about male or female. We're talking about two different species. One's called the Tarnagol, the Agma, and one's called the Tarnagol to the Agma. They're two different species. Umiyo nira ikar shishnei minim hein. V'amin shakorin Tarnagol to the Agma shari. Hazakha v'hanakeva. To yeshnam simini tahara. V'amin shakorin Tarnagol to Agma asar hazakha v'hanakeva. To ein nira shemin echad cholok hazakha v'hanakeva. It doesn't make sense for a kosher to say that. Yeah, but same species. And the male is kosher. One's kosher. And one gender is kosher. One gender is not kosher. That bothered you. Okay? Darish Mireimar, Mireimar made a drush of Miravim. He says, Tarnagolta de Agma, which we said was Mutter, he says, no, it's Aser. Why? Because Chazuya Rabbanon, their Darsa V'Achla. The Rabbanon saw that it clawed an ape, which is one of the Simani Tumah of a bird. Right? The Darsa V'Achla, Bahainu Girusa. And this is the Girusa, that's an Oph Tameh that was mentioned in Nusef HaSwulin. So they said it was Mutter, and then years later they said it was Aser. So that's like the same thing with like the New York water. 4 years was mutter for everybody to drink. Now it's usher. So what do you do about the original people before when they ate it? When they eat it, right? Like, how does that exactly work? They say that it was mutter, and now all of a sudden it becomes usher. Right. Well, that they say it's a problem with the Masorah. They don't say it's a problem with the Simoni Tuma, right? It's a different issue, I think. Okay. The Magmar is going to bring a machlokas tanaim now about whether Nivlas Of Tahor is Timeya if you didn't have Machshava, right? So we just said that you have to have Machshava on the Nivlas Of Tahor. Tana Rabbanan, Gozel. So you have this small bird from a kosher bird, Shenafa Lagat. I guess it fell into the wine vat and it died. So V'chashav Alav Aloso Likusi. So it dies in there, and you had Machshava to take it out and sell it to a non-Jew. So I had Machshava for it to be food, bring to Kusi. I had Machshava to be to a Jew, it doesn't work. And Machshava to bring into a kusi. So it's a food, tame. Now it is tame ochlin. Other things that touch it will be, it's considered a food, it can be tame ochlin. But le kelev, if you had in mind to feed it to your dog, it's tahar, because since it's not omei lechilus adam, it's not considered a food item, and therefore it's not. There's no tumas ochlin. We got it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, af le kelev tame. Even if you had Machshava to feed it to a dog, it's still considered ochlin and still considered food items, and it has the concept of tumas ochlin. Not because Rabbi Yochanan says that achilos kelev is considered achilos adam, to make it to the status of ochel. He holds that even if you had no machshava, it's still subject to tumas ochlin. Rabbi Yochanan holds that nivlas of tahor does not require machshava for achilos adam. It's metame tumas ochlin even without machshava. So now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is going to make this Kavachomer. We'll discuss the Kavachomer more tomorrow. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Kavachomer. I'll give you a Kavachomer. In mitame tuma chamura, let's say a person eats this nivlas of tahor, right? If you eat it, it's mitame tuma chamura, which means the person and his clothing that he ate it, they're tame. Even shelo b'machshava, even if he didn't know that what he was eating was nevela, I think, as Rashi says, tuma chamura, kigon mitame begadon beis habliya. He didn't even know. He didn't know that this was it, but it's metamehim tumas of Esablia, no matter, right? It's metamehim tumas of Esablia, shalob machshava, lo yitame tumas kalosh shalob machshava. Kalvachomer, it should be metamehim tumas kalosh, which is tumas ochlin without machshava. We'll deal more with the kalvachomer tomorrow. Amru lo, so Kama says back to him, lo. You can't say learn from the kalvachomer. Imamart by tumah chamura, by tumah chamura, that we say that's no way by the ochel. Nivlas Oftar, that's knowing even without Machshava, there's a reason over there. Shekain Ein Yoredes Lekach, because there's no concept, everything that has a Tumah Chamura you don't need Hechsher Tumah. Therefore, it's not Talib Machshava's Adam. Tumah Chamura, you don't need Hechsher, so you don't need Machshava. right? Tomar b'tumas kala, you can say that applies to tumas kala b'tumas ochlim. Then, in order to become tumas ochlim shekein yoredes lekach, it has to get it. It has to have hechsher for kabbalas tumah. You can't say the kavu chomer. So Amar lehen, Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri says, "Bat chachamim, well, I'll prove you. What about the taragolah sheyavne tochiach, right? Sheyoredes lekach, that is bechlal. It's just sheyoredes lekach. It's tala behechsher, but timua shloba machshava. Nevertheless, they there was tumah below machshava. So you see there that there was no machshava, and therefore, and it was still matam at tumas ochlim." So the Gemara says, Amrullo, no, Misham Raya, Kusim Hayusham, and Chashva Level Achilo. There was a case where you had Machshava, they give it to Kusim. So in Hakanam, they did have Machshava. So the Gemara asks, okay, B'maya Skinan, what are we dealing with? What case are we dealing with over here? Now, where is the Nivus Of Tahor, whether it needs Machshava or not, to be Metamatum's Ochlin, where is it? Elim, B'Korachim, are we dealing with it in the big cities? So then, Lamli Machshava, why do I need Machshava? The idea is that there's a Chiluk. The Mishnah is making uksin. There's a chiluk whether you're in the cities or in the villages. In the cities, I guess everybody eats them. There's a lot of people, or maybe it's not enough food. So its assumption is that it's always for food. And in the villages, that you need machshava because people don't typically eat it. Rashi's Mar says, the Mar says, Ilan v'korachim lamali machshava, why you machshava? The Hatna, we have a Mishnah uksin, Perikim Mishnah Gimel. It says nivlas behema tahora b'chol makom. Right? It's considered nivlas behema tahora. The nivus behemah Torah b'chol makom, and nivus of tahor b'chelav b'krachim. I guess they're makabel tumah in all places. The nivus of tahor and chelav and fats are only makabel tumah in the big cities. Ain tzrichim lo machshava lo hechsher. They don't need machshava. They don't need hechsher to be makabel tumah. Right? They don't need hechsher because it's makabel tumah chamura. And they don't need machshava because the assumption is that they're already stam ochel. They're viewed as food there. So it can't be in the cities. Ella bekvarim. It must be in the kvarim. So umi iko leman dam deloboy machshava. Who's going to say that you don't need machshava in the krachim? The hatnan. The mishnah continues there. Nivlas behemah tameya bechol makom. The nivlas of tar bekvarim svicha machshava. In the kvarim, it needs machshava. But again, ain't svicha hechsher. Won't need hechsher because it's mechamet tumah chamura. So what's the case? So I'm Rabbi Zeira Chanina laola bekrach. We're dealing with in the city. I'm if in the city, what do you need machshava for? According to chachamim, what do you need machshava? The Gito Master, what's the case over here? It fell into the wine vat, so it got disgusting. So it sort of lost, it has the default status of food in the big cities. It lost that default status when it fell into the wine vat, and therefore, V'asato Kikvar, and it makes, so it has the same din as in the Kvarim, so therefore you need the Machshava. And I guess Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, I don't know how you read Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, I guess, he says that the Nivus of Torah does not need Machshava. And I have to figure out how Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, what Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says over here. You do not need machshava, but did it fall into the vat? And if it fell into the vat, then it's now like in the kfarim. And everyone agrees, everyone agreed in the kfarim that you do require machshava. So as Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, I guess maybe says falling in the vat does not make it disgusting enough to take it away from that default status. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow by the Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri when we'll discuss the Kavachomer that we read in more detail. Have a good day.